Welcome to the Professional Fitness Coaching Academy Insights Series, Advanced Module 5, Injury Reduction and Reconditioning. Module Overview. Injury reduction and reconditioning allows us to focus on any pre-existing weakness or injuries by addressing each of the individual areas and integrating them effectively into an overall training program. Advanced Module 5.1, the Injury Reduction Matrix.
Many of the clients that you work with will be training around pre-existing problems. The injury may have occurred for a number of reasons, possibly through participation in sport or just daily wear and tear during training. Okay, maybe they've just simply not trained their weaknesses. And an injury is going to present a huge challenge to you as a fitness professional, and it can be one of the biggest hindrances to your client's progression and consistent improvement. Actually, injuries are probably a major factor in why many of your clients will be forced to quit training and taking part in the activities that they enjoy. So we want to try and avoid that. You know, we want to try and avoid clients not being able to train with you due to injuries. And that's what we're going to have a look at in this next module. So in the injury reduction and reconditioning modules, we'll discuss strategies and approaches that can be used to help reduce the potential for injury. On completion of this module, you're going to achieve the following learning outcomes. You'll understand your role as a fitness coach in the injury reduction and reconditioning process. You'll understand some of the potential reasons why clients pick up injuries. And you'll be able to explain the components of the injury reduction matrix and highlight the interrelationship between the various elements of an injury reduction and reconditioning program. What you'll also be able to do is integrate injury reduction and reconditioning strategies effectively into your overall training program to help your clients become bulletproof. The cornerstones of physical preparation that we discussed through the PFCA programs should still be applied when working on an injury reduction and reconditioning program. So the key thing to do, particularly in the early stages, is establishing basic motor and motion patterns and developing functional capacity for daily activity while still building tissue quality and avoiding injury. Okay, these are our primary objectives. Chances are that you've had an injury. So you know only too well that it ruins motivation and it can lead to significant performance decrements. If you're not healthy, you can't train to the best of your ability. And if you can't train to the best of your ability, progress is going to be limited. So what can you do as a fitness coach to help your clients? Before we discuss injury reduction and reconditioning in more detail, it's important that you understand the focus of these modules is on injury reduction and reconditioning, rather than focusing heavily on rehabilitation. Now, there's a subtle difference and there's a subtle distinction that I think is really important to make. These modules are not replacements for a good sports physiotherapist. Rehabilitation from an injury requires a very particular skill set. And if your client has already picked up an injury, you should link up with a very good physiotherapist to work alongside them wherever possible. You see, not unlike the main character played by Liam Neeson in the film Taken, physiotherapists have a very particular skill set, skills they've acquired over a very long career. What we're going to look at is how you can develop an effective injury reduction program to address key injury-prone areas as part of an overall training strategy. The information that you're going to pick up in the following modules will allow you to work alongside, hand in hand, with physiotherapists and other allied health professionals. So I'd like to kick off by talking about injury reduction. Because rather than wait for the client to become injured before we address fundamental movements, I'd like to get on the front foot and work on reducing the client's potential for picking up an injury in the first place. You see, most injuries can be prevented if controlled early in a training program. The body's pretty clever. You know, it can throw out red flags and early warning signs to alert you to potential problems ahead. Now, for example, let's say your client goes out for a run, and during the run, they feel a little twinge in their knee. Now, what do? Should they stop? Should they ignore it and just push on through? The key is recognizing that niggle, catching it, and addressing the problem to avoid that niggle, that twinge, turning into an injury that eventually stops them from training and competing. Now, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that you have to shut everything down completely. You can still manage the twinge, okay? But you need to be aware that it's the body's way of saying, hey, you need to start slowing down because I'm breaking down. So injuries occur because fundamentally the musculoskeletal system can't cope with the demands that are being placed upon it. Now, that's why focusing on injury mechanisms may be a more productive approach than attempting to really worry about the isolated individual pathological structures. Okay? Rather than thinking about individual structures, let's look at the mechanisms of injury. That gives you the clues. Now, broadly speaking, I think there are two primary reasons why your client might pick up an injury. The first one, pushing too far. The client may have an inability to tolerate the required working range of motion of a muscle action. They just push it too far and ping. Too much. Your client may have the inability to tolerate the force generating or force dissipating demands of the muscle action. You know, so now it's just the load is too high. The body can't tolerate it. Or potentially there's a third reason, a combination of the two. You know, not only have you pushed too far, so you can't control and work within the range of motion, but you can't handle the loads being placed under it as well. So three reasons why your client, broadly speaking, may pick up an injury. Like I said before, sure, we could go and look at all the research and find lots of interesting variables that could increase the injury risk. You know, look at hormone release, joint laxity, cue angles, gender, you know, but these are often things that, you know, aren't under our direct control. And for me, I like to control the controllables. I like to take what's in the center that I can actually influence and work on that, rather than worrying about lots of other factors that I may or may not be able to influence. Injury reduction is often compartmentalized into individual components. And as I said before, whilst we try and compartmentalize everything, we should actually just sit back, recognize that, you know, in its most fundamental terms, injury reduction and reconditioning is simply training. You're going to see that there's huge crossovers between the work we talk about developing an integrated performance conditioning program, the work that we include as part of our movement quality training, as well as our strength and power development. We call it something and it gets compartmentalized. It's basically training. So our role as a fitness coach is to essentially develop optimal function so that the client can transfer load efficiently through a range of motion. Remember, we want to avoid too far and too much. Simple as that. Can they handle load through range? That's what we're looking for. Many of the training methods that form the basis of an integrated performance conditioning program require athletic movements. You know, we've talked about it in previous modules. We're looking at the ability to jump, land, run, multiple changes of direction, rapid accelerations and decelerations. And we recognize that overtraining, poor neuromuscular control, poor biomechanics, loaded up with previous injuries, all contribute to many of the injuries that will stop your clients in their tracks. The good news is that many of the potential injury problems can be controlled or prevented, so long as we take action early. We've seen in previous modules that many of your clients are capable of performing high-level activities, even though they possibly lack some of the appropriate levels of gross athleticism and have inefficient in fundamental movements. So what we want to do is encourage your clients to adopt a long-term approach to physical preparation. Many of your clients that I work with are highly skilled in sport, but they still often lack physical competence that is required to withstand the demands of the game. So the key message here, start conditioning early. And if we reflect back on previous modules looking at strength and power development, where we looked at conditioning, we talked about its important role as part of an injury reduction and reconditioning strategy. Many of your clients will probably choose to train in and around pre-existing problems and probably don't want to touch or go near their weaknesses. Now, in the short term, not a problem. You know, they can get away with it for a certain amount of time. But if they continue to layer year after year poor movement patterns whilst training around pre-existing problems and simply not addressing their weaknesses, they're going to end up with chronic overuse injuries that will potentially then become an acute injury to stop them in their tracks. With that in mind, let's have a look at the injury reduction matrix. So at this point, take some time to refer back to your manual and have a look at the injury reduction matrix. What you can see is that the matrix highlights the interrelationship between key elements of an integrated injury reduction and reconditioning program. Physical preparation has become an important aspect of injury reduction and reconditioning. You know, and it's in recent years, we know now that it's a key component. So resistance training, as we've talked about before in previous modules, we know that it creates adaptive changes in the morphology and architecture of skeletal muscle, whilst also leading to adaptive changes in the neuromuscular system and the way that it functions. And that can be critical to the success of a rehabilitation, reconditioning, and injury reduction program. Injury reconditioning, it's simply training. To ensure that your client is robust and ready and resilient to make it to the next level of training, we need to make sure that each element of the injury reduction matrix is being addressed. We discuss in detail each element of the injury reduction matrix throughout the PFCA programs, but let's take a quick opportunity now as a reminder of each element. Movement quality training. Remember, movement quality training is anything that you put in place that reinforces correct posture and positioning of the body that allows your clients to effectively deliver athletic-based movements. The next part of the matrix is recovery and regeneration. Absolutely crucial. We've seen in parts one and two of the modules that constantly training without taking ample time to recover will ultimately lead to overreaching, overtraining, and potentially illness and injury. So recovery and regeneration is really important to have as part of the overall injury reduction strategy to help your clients recover from the demands of training and the day-to-day stresses of life. It'll enhance their day-to-day activity as well as sporting performance. Integrated performance conditioning. It's at the heart of what we do, and it's why we covered it as part of our fundamentals program. Integrated performance conditioning is about incorporating the elements from the six key training areas that we covered and not just having a unimodal, one-size-fits-all approach. And then finally, the final quadrant of the matrix is task-specific training. Training that relates closely to the activity or sport that your clients are taking part in. Now, only by adopting and addressing each of the individual areas and integrating them effectively into the overall training program, can your clients have a hope of significantly reducing injuries and becoming bulletproof? So a comprehensive injury reductions program should progress your client through an integrated program using appropriate exercises selected from the functional continuum. As the injury reduction program progresses, your client should develop gross athleticism as an extension of their initial interventions. Movement quality training will form a significant part of the injury reduction and reconditioning program, and your client should continue to develop coordinated and skillful movements. Even though this is a lower level condition, in a task and motion can still be trained, and we can still work our muscles as teams across complex tasks. And you know, it's important to remember that your clients must be strong and powerful. They've got to be able to withstand the demands of day-to-day living and activity. So let's review what we've learned so far in this module. Many of your clients that you work with will be training around pre-existing problems. Injuries present a huge challenge to the fitness professional and to the client. They're going to be one of the biggest problems, one of the major hindrances that will prevent your clients from consistent progression. They'll often be a major contributing factor to the reason why, ultimately, your clients quit. And as fitness professionals, we want to try and avoid that at all costs, because look, no one wants to be injured. So our role as a fitness coach is to develop optimal function so that the client can transfer load efficiently through a range of motion. Avoid too far and too much. Simple as that. The cornerstones of physical preparation should still be applied before, during, and after injury. A comprehensive rehabilitation and reconditioning program should progress your client through an integrated program using appropriate exercises that have been selected from the functional continuum. The injury reduction matrix provides a really simple structure to help you as the fitness coach understand the integrated nature of injury reduction and reconditioning. What are your thoughts?
You've been listening to the Professional Fitness Coaching Academy Insight Series, Advanced Module 5.1, The Injury Reduction Matrix. If you have any questions about what was covered, please get in touch via email, info@thepfca.com, or fill in the contact form on our website, www.thepfca.com. Up next is Advanced Module 5.2, Classification and Healing of Injuries.